LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday. There I am. It is Friday, the 26th of April, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Alksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, my birthday tomorrow, and since I don't have any real friends to throw a party, I've tricked a whole bunch of theater people into coming in, ostensibly to talk about their shows, like Stephen Aberley and Michelle Morris from Slamming Door Collective's upcoming production of The Sea by Edward Bond. We've got playwright Derek Chan in to talk about Rice and Beans Theater's Chicken Girl, and Laura Miller from Third Wheel Productions with a new twist on Master of the Macabre, Edgar Allan Poe. Plus, the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local, independent, theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's just get right into some music. This is Nash Rambler. Oh, for crying out loud. I did it again. I'm all, oh boy. Just set the 3, 4, push the button. I always do this. Instead of pushing the play button, I push the gate open button, and then I don't get to start the music the way I want to. Oh, wait, it's on now? Okay. And the days of being jerked around soon to be long gone. But you ended up here with other big fish from the small pond, so you say. You can't wait to score some.
Are losing us sleep listening to ya boys. I just hide at my downtown den and watch another busload of your parasites coming again. Coming in again. Coming in again.
So that's some new stuff there from Ganache Rambler. And now in the studio, we have a couple of very special guests. We have Stephen Aberle. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And that's Michelle Morse over there. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You guys are with Slamming Door Collective.
We are.
Yes. Yeah. And, well, first we'll talk a little bit about you individually. Stephen, you're a local actor, writer, producer, song and dance man. And
not so much writer, but
everybody's
this
a
and that
in some way.
I guess that's true.
A theater artist.
That's true.
Yeah. And you've also sort of become a theater patriarch, too. You've got kids and kids-in-law in the business as well.
I do.
In fact, I just spent Christmas working with your daughter-in-law, Erin Palm, in It's a Wonderful Life.
Right, at the Gateway.
At the Gateway,
Wasn't she fabulous?
Yes, she was.
I thought she did a beautiful job.
Yeah. It was terrific.
Yeah.
And Michelle, are you still a current student or have you graduated yet?
A recent graduate of Studio 58 as of a year ago.
Has it been a year already?
Yeah, I guess so. It's not so recent, but it feels
recent
to me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's recent.
Just getting started. And we've worked together at Ensemble Theater at Jericho.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And so, but now you guys are here with this show, The Sea, mm-hmm. by Edward Bond. So maybe give us the quick elevator pitch, Stephen. What's the Bond all about?
It's about as oceanic as the sea itself.
Ah.
It's about human beings encountering primal forces and the spectrum of responses that they have, from sanity to madness to drunkenness to fumblings towards love.
Mm. Which one do you play?
I get to do a fair bit of drunkenness and sort of teetering on the brink between sanity and madness.
Uh-huh.
I'm the so-called wise fool of the village.
Oh. Very interesting.
Grizzled.
Yes.
And weather-beaten. And, that's how I got it.
Just showed up. That's the guy. Yeah. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about what your part in all this is.
So I play Rose Jones, and she's the young female lover character in the play, mm-hmm. and she's recently lost her fiancé in the storm that opens the play.
Ooh.
And she's left to navigate her way through this grief and loss, and also she meets this young friend of her fiancé who survived the storm,
mm-hmm.
and there's some interesting feelings between the two of them.
Yeah. It's quite an intriguing production. The poster itself with Genevieve mm-hmm. Fleming there in all of her sea-washed glory.
Mm-hmm. Striking, isn't it?
Yeah. So I understand that the whole setting and the staging is quite spectacular too, just to start with. You know,
it's magnificent.
Yeah.
We have this kind of expressionistic shipwreck thing in the background, mm-hmm. and planks and rocks and driftwood, and my character lives in an old falling down hut on the beach, mm-hmm. that manages to still have a padlock on it, and it's a gorgeous milieu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how does your character interact with what Michelle's character is going through?
I think we share about 2 seconds.
Yeah, we do.
We say one line to each other.
Oh,
I
really?
Tell her to do something, and she says, "I believe yes."
Yes, I'll do that.
But I do spend quite a bit of time with the young fellow that she was talking about, the survivor of the boat wreck.
Mm-hmm.
He's at sea, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
because he's lost his friend and, you know, could it, anything have been done to prevent it? And he's young and what does it all mean and what's life about and why is everything so unfair and why are people so shitty to each other?
Yeah.
And I serve as a kind of, I guess, a kind of counter to that, a little bit of the wise fool imparting some ideas about how one can find hope in a, in an existentially challenging and disorienting universe.
Mm-hmm. It just, it sounds so mysterious and a little ethereal and it is,
but it's also solidly down to earth.
Yeah.
The amazing thing to me about it as I read and reread and work on the play is Edward Bond wrote it in the early 70s. He set it in 1907, but the issues that it goes on about are so contemporary. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is
so relevant.
Literally talking about global devastation, species annihilation, mm-hmm. Evolution,
xenophobia,
yeah. and wild, loony, fake news, conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. He anticipated.
You mean we didn't invent those in 2019?
No. He was 20 years almost before David Icke started his whole reptilian alien invasion conspiracy, mm-hmm. and he's anticipated all of that stuff quite magnificently, to see how his vision is coming forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to sit down and talk with the guy, although I understand he's a bit of a curmudgeon.
Yeah. Oh, he's still around.
He's still alive. Uh-huh. He's the oldest living British playwright who's still working.
Really?
Like in the history of playwrights from that country, essentially. Yeah, he works now mostly in France because he's quite a difficult man, according to all accounts, to work with. So his work is not even produced frequently in the UK. It wasn't really well received in his in his young years when he was writing there, and it certainly isn't now. So he spends a lot of his time in France working with companies there now.
One of his
first plays, Saved, the opening night, there were shouts and screams from the audience and fisticuffs in the lobby and hallways during the intermission.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that play actually led to the end of the Lord Chamberlain's censorship laws, because they tried to ban it and they fought it, and the public outcry was so huge that Chamberlain had to back off and allow more freedom on the English stage.
Yeah,
his plays are typically quite violent.
Well, Michelle and I know a little bit about that. We were in a play called Romans in Britain Ensemble Theater, which had a similar rocky history. Going up against the official censorship and that kind of thing.
Brenton, who was a contemporary of Edward Bond, Howard Brenton, who wrote Romans in Britain. He was a contemporary of Edward Bond.
Well, it's always exciting to come across something that is almost 50 years old, 45 years old, and to see things in it that are relevant to today. And, you know, there's a sense that, you know, that this person is a bit of a prophet or, you know, prescience, or at least that issues that we deal with don't really change that much. Mm. You know, where the same things keep coming up over and over again.
Yeah.
And so it's quite exciting.
With catastrophic urgency as we face the future that we're making.
Mm-hmm.
Cautious optimism is what he warns of, that it's, you have to be very aware of what's happening around you at all times. You can't just sit complacently by and hope for a better world. But at the same time, that hope is, I think, really at the very core of his message in the play. And it's also just a hilarious play as well. I mean, we get a lot of the philosophy and definitely with my character, a lot of the tragic and dramatic scenes. But it's also hilarious and farcical at times. And there's some amazing physical comedy by a lot of our company members.
You've got quite a cast too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aside from the two of you and Genevieve Fleming that we mentioned, you've also got Race Calvert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm just trying to find my list here. I know Ashley O'Connell is involved. He's not.
He's our dialect coach. Melissa Wee as well.
Right.
Jessica Hood, Dylan Floyd, Mason Temple, Cheyenne Maverley.
Yeah. Elizabeth Kirkland Jackman.
Yes. Yeah. Liz. Yeah.
Yeah, just as you started talking, I found the list. Anyway, it you know, for a play about the sea, it's got a nice seaside setting at the Jericho Art Center.
Yes, it's
perfect.
Go soak up
the ambiance.
Nice time of year to be down there.
It is, right
at Jericho Beach. You open next week?
We do. We preview on April 30th and May 1st. Mm-hmm. Open May 2nd. We have special pricing on tickets for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, mm-hmm. I believe.
Early bird prices available.
Early bird prices. Get them during the month of April, and you can get in that weekend for $20.
Great.
So
all the ticket information is at theaterwire.com?
Yes,
correct.
It is. Yeah.
And you can also find out more by going to the Jericho Art Center website.
That's true.
That's great.
And like us on Instagram and Facebook and
yes,
follow our
events.
Yes, of
course. Yeah. And we've got a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page, too.
Fabulous.
Great. So, Stephen, Michelle, thanks so much for coming in.
Great.
And we'll see you next week at the sea.
Thanks for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Dave.
Forgot to turn the TV in the oven off, but naturally we didn't notice. Downstairs had to phone us. I took the call at the end of the hall as I surveyed the damage digging. In years to come, I won't remember cleaning up.
Like that. That's Ford Pier, great local artist and performer and stuff. And we have two other great local artist performers with us. We've got Sydney Doberstein. Hello.
Hi.
And Laura Carly Miller.
Hello.
Hi. Laura and I have some history. We were just figuring that out about almost 6 years ago. We did a play also at the Jericho Art Center called Closure, which
Dave played my dad.
Yeah.
Back in the day there.
Yeah. I have a whole collection of my stage children. We should throw some kind of reunion for that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we are here now to talk about Third Wheel Productions and Deep Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, Deep Into Darkness.
So tell us about it. You describe it as Vancouver's largest immersive experience. So let's start with that.
Yes. So Deep Into Darkness is a show that we've been working on for guess, over a year and a half at this point now. And basically, it was inspired by New York City's show Sleep No More, done by Punch Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been fortunate enough to get the Kulch to agree to let us convert their entire building. We've got over 3 floors and 20 spaces that we're converting to a dark, abstract Victorian world.
Wow.
All from the mind of Edgar Allan Poe.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this? I've heard of productions like this before, where you sort of go from room to room and follow the action as it carries you.
So the difference between what you just said and what our show is more of a sandbox. So our audience will be given a mask that they can keep after the show, and they're dropped off at different locations at the beginning of the show. Then they can just go anywhere in the building that they please.
Right.
So following impulses, something catches their eye, they can run after it. Or if they're feeling intrigued by just being in an empty room and looking through things, they can do that too.
Wow. And so is it kind of an interactive thing? Would they come across actors doing a scene, or do they participate in it? Or what's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're not requiring the audience members to participate in the scene,
right.
So it's not interactive in that way with the audience, but an audience member and an actor can have a moment. There's something that Sleep No More does called private moments, where the audience member can be invited by an actor to come into a secret space with them, and like a monologue or some kind of special performance happens just for that audience member.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that at the Kulch too, where they will be invited by an actor by like putting their hand out or something.
Yeah.
The audience member gets a choice to come with them, or they can say, actually, I don't feel comfortable. And they can go and have a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's really totally up to the audience member how much they want to participate
in
what's going on. Well, let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for this. You said it was called Sleep No More. That sounds a bit like it's come from Hamlet.
The Scottish play is what Sleep No More is based off of.
All right.
They do, I think, pull from a few other Shakespeare plays as well for like their private moments specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, when we were creating our show, we originally were like, we should do something with maybe a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
And then Fraser, our third member, who isn't here at the moment, he loves Poe.
Right.
Loves Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah. So he's like, I want to have something to do with Poe. And as it continued to develop, we realized the show was about Poe.
Yeah.
And we do have a bit of a Midsummer Night's Dream flair in there. So for those who know the show, mm-hmm. there will be scenes and aspects that stand out that are very memorable from that play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the whole show itself is from Edgar Allan Poe's mind.
Right.
So...
And Poe is somebody that he's one of those names that everybody seems to know, but nobody really gets to see or experience his work very often. So that's exciting that you're bringing something in. Is it based on any specific writings of his?
Or? Yes. We've got The Telltale Heart.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, of course, The Raven.
Yeah.
We have The Mask of the Red Death, The Cask of Amontillado. We've got some other poems of his, Annabelle Lee, The Dream, A Dream Within a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the main overall arc of the show,
because
it's the last few hours before Poe dies. That's how and where we're setting our show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did he die anyway?
There's so much mystery around it.
That's why we want to explore it.
Yeah.
Because still nobody to this day knows exactly how Poe died.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Incredible. So they just found him, I guess, and just discovered his body? Or?
Well, there's a few things that did happen. They did find him. In a fever dream, he was going mad, madness. But he was wearing all clothing that was not his.
Uh-huh.
He was not coherent. He kept saying the name Reynolds, which nobody could figure out as to where or why he was saying this name.
Just no connection to anybody in his life.
Exactly. The only connection, I mean, we've been doing research, is that there was a journalist named Reynolds who did newspaper articles and stuff at the time. So... some people connect that maybe he is that person. We don't know. And, people don't know if he was maybe killed, poisoned, or they did a lot of things with these voting. They would do voting where they would take people and they would drug them and get them super drunk and make them vote multiple times for different politicians. So some people believe maybe that's what happened.
And uh-huh.
He suffered from that.
Yeah. I mean, that in those days, the whole idea of vote early, vote often was quite prevalent in politics in the States. So, that makes a lot of sense. So this is going up in August.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're here now because you're doing some fundraising.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are currently doing an Indiegogo campaign.
Right.
And we are, I believe, 87% funded.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty crazy. But what's great about our Indiegogo is that you can get early bird tickets. So we're doing cheaper deals for people, as well as amazing perks with many local acting coaches in the city, and just fun, cool shows you can see. We've got some tickets to Geekenders. We've got...
There's yoga passes. There's spin classes. Yeah. Like, if you have an active lifestyle, there's things for you on there, too, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Great. So to find that, it's on Indiegogo.
Yeah. So if you just search deepintodarkness.com/tickets, mm-hmm. it brings you right to the Indiegogo page.
Oh, great.
Page.
All right. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Or if you go onto our website, then there's a little ticket button, too. So it's just www.deepintodarkness.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll link that up on our Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff for you as well.
Awesome.
Well, this is exciting. I can't wait for August so we can see it come to life. But you know, definitely get on board and start contributing so we can see this thing happening. So, Carly and Sydney, thank you very much. Laura, Carly
it's all
Miller
good.
And Sydney.
It happens all the
we've
time.
Only,
it does
only,
happen all the time.
We've only known each other for 6 years. So that's all right. Anyway, thank you both for coming in, and yeah, looking forward to seeing this happen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having us.
If I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. I like to wander, but don't get me wrong. I've loved every road I've ridden on. If I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. Oh, you just feel that click-clack of that southern track. Steamers whistling blue and blowing black. Climb aboard, y'all. Don't turn back. Oh, you can feel the click-clack of that southern track. She's been my rhythm and she's been my soul. When we're together, we're just like rock and roll. Oh, yeah, she keep me from sinking slow. She's my rhythm and she's my soul. Rise on old 61, melted my sorrows in that delta sun. When I'd about come undone, but now the heat's still rising on this old 61. If I get to going, I'm gonna be gone. I like to wander, but don't get me wrong. I've loved every road I've ridden on. Yes, if I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. Yes, if I get to going, I'm gonna get gone.
So that is Cat Dancer and a song called Going Gone. And on the phone right now is Pedro Chamale. Pedro.
Hello.
There you are. And sitting next to us is Derek Chan. Hello, Derek.
Thanks for having us, Dave, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks very much. You guys are Rice and Beans Theater.
We are Rice and Beans Theater.
Which, first of all, I want to say congratulations because you've just been announced as the 2019-2020 theater company in residence at the Arts Club Theater, taking over from Hardlines.
Yes, we are, and we're very excited about this opportunity. Yeah. And 2019 and 20 is going to be a big year for us.
What exactly does that mean for you?
That means we are going to be in and around the Arts Club and also possibly develop a new work for the season. And we're going to have our rehearsals there. And then we're also going to be mentored by Stephen Drover about how to run a company and fundraise and things like that to grow Rice and Beans Theater.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephen's a good person for that position too. He's run a couple of companies already, and
he is.
He's a pretty solid director too. But so that aside, right now we're talking about a new play that Derek, you've written.
Yes,
called Chicken Girl. So tell us about that.
What is Chicken Girl? A lot of people ask me, what's with all the chickens? What's wrong with you, Derek? So Chicken Girl follows the story of Chicken Girl, who works at a Chinese chicken shack that really only sells chicken. And she discovered that one day her boss, Uncle Chan, disappeared. Turns out he was kidnapped by somebody. And so we follow Chicken Girl's journey in discovering what happened and finding her place in the universe, figuring out that what seems to be her normal life is actually not so normal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's... I always call it a curated chaos. That's really my aesthetic. And there are about three storylines collapsing in on each other, and they're all related.
Yeah.
And there is also a lot of heavier themes that comes with kind of the despair and anguish that comes with just existing, and also existing within an immigrant body who speaks more than one language and that has been living in more than one place and things like that. But above all of that, there is a vibrant, hilarious, and often quite cheeky, magical realism world that I want the audience to have as a safe and fun haven to kind of depart from and return to throughout the play.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So, Pedro, what's your role in all this?
Well, as with most Rice and Beans shows, I mean, all Rice and Beans shows, I'm helping out in the back end there as producer, the de facto TD, the technical director, but also I'm performing in the show as the Submariner.
Oh.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So I'm the character who kind of plays more of an antagonistic role and gets to kind of cause some chaos in the world of this play.
Uh-huh. So you're the spanner in the works. The wrench that throws everything off key.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Wow. So how long has this play been in development?
It has been in development for about 2 years now, actually, thanks to funding from the Canada Council and the BC Arts Council. And also, I've been working on this play with Heidi Taylor, my dramaturg, who also runs Playwrights Theatre Centre. And she's been mentoring and mentoring me and working with me on this play since about 2017, really.
Yeah, it does take a while to get this stuff up and running, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Who else have you got on the cast?
So besides Pedro, there is BC Lee, who plays Uncle Chan, and Amanda Sum, who plays Chicken Girl, and Mackie Yee, who plays Cat, and then Marguerite Hanna, who plays Super Superstar.
Wow, great. Yeah. And it's happening at the Annex on Seymour Street, which is a nice little space.
It is. It's such a wonderful space. Yeah. And it's the... so Chicken Girl is the first year of a two-year residency at the Annex Theater. for Rice and Beans, and it's a space that not a lot of people know about, and I think that's what Vancouver Civic Theatres is trying to do, to have indie companies, small to mid-sized companies there to revitalize that that space, that wonderful accessible space downtown that is not used.
Yeah, they're sort of open to all kinds of possibilities. We talk about theater projects that happen there. We talk about music recitals, small concerts, fundraising events, all kinds of things going on in there. And it's a nice sort of not quite a small space, but not quite as big as a medium sized space. Like, there's, what does it hold, about 60 or 70 people, something like that?
On the main floor, I think it holds about 70, 80, and then you can add seating on the balcony there. Yeah. And that adds up to maybe like 180, 190.
Wow.
If you want. But
if you want, yeah. But if you just want an intimate space, it suits that quite well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And that's what we want, an intimate space where the performers and the audience can feel each other. Yeah. They can smell it in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Pedro, I did want to ask you also about, you said you're the TD for this show. So what kind of technical challenges have you been facing with it?
Oh, a good number of. I think Derek has written into the show some great challenges in terms of projection and video mapping that have been trying to like figure out, like, how many do we need? What's the program we're going to use? Can one computer run it? Where placing it's going to be? Also coordinating with like Shiz, who's our set designer, who imagined up this great, wonderful set, and just going like, okay, can this fit? And where? How can we have all these working pieces of this set that's going to move and change and like printing things on Coroplast or not? And it's been a great little kind of like orchestrating things with the designers.
Well, it sounds exciting. Can't wait to see it. So you're as we said, it's the Annex, which is right next to the Orpheum on Seymour Street. And you open on, looks like, the 28th.
May
24th. 24th is
24th.
Yeah, 24th.
Yeah. Yeah, and we close on June 7th, so lots of time to come.
Yeah, a couple of Pay What You Can performances as well, and tickets at Theater Wire.
Indeed.
Great. Well, Pedro Chamali and Derek Chan, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you at Chicken Girl.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Do you like the sound of your own voice? Are you a student that has a lot to say about the University of British Columbia?
If so, there is a place for you.
The UBC Affairs Collective is a brand new collective at CITR 101.9 FM that brings students together to cover campus news, including research developments, arts and culture, live discussions, and lots more.
The collective produces a weekly radio show, the UBC Happy Hour, that airs every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. You can find all the episodes podcasted online at citr.ca.
Send an email to ubcaffairs@citr.ca if you'd like to get involved. No prior radio experience is necessary.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, Book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness. Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
You've been troubled. You've been broke. You've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
He feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
There's one other show that I wanted to tell you about that's going on this weekend. It's called Four and a Half Ignoble Truths. It's from Pi Theater, and it's going to be at, let's just read the thing here. It's at the KW studio at 111 West Hastings Street. That's what it is. Let's pretend for a second that we're okay. What does that feel like? This show is for those times when you can't get out of bed, when you've only been eating breakfast cereal for days. 4 and a Half Ignoble Truths is Thomas McKechnie's deeply personal attempt to articulate his experience living with clinical depression. Initially framed as a matter-of-fact lecture, when this method falls short, he uses objects, poetry, sound, and action to offer 4.5 totally useful pieces of advice for battling depression. It's written and performed by Thomas McKechnie, and as I said, it's at KW Production Studios. It just happens this week. There's two shows tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at KW Production Studio. It's and you get it through the atrium at Woodward's at 111 West Hastings Street. Now it's time for the call board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We're going to start off with another staged reading in White Rock, Peninsula Productions, which has really been picking it up and doing a lot of work this year with another staged reading. This is by a play by Arthur Miller called View from a Bridge. It tells the story of the untimely death of Arthur Miller's son. It's happening in May. The auditions are on Monday, April 29th, at Peninsula Productions. They're located on North Bluff Road in White Rock. Our dear friend Rebecca Walters is going to be directing this. So you can submit by sending your headshot and resume to info@peninsulaproductions.org and make sure you put the word view on the subject line. The John Moffat and Larry Lillo Award is an annual cash prize award that is given to theater artists at the Jesse Richardson Awards every year. It's intended to assist West Coast theater artists to further their artistic development. It's a $2,000 cash award for a West Coast resident with a minimum of 10 years artistic, administrative, or technical professional theater experience. Simply submit a proposal for your project, either by letter or... This is a little difficult to read. Simply submit a project proposal or a letter. There we go. A resume and the names and contact information of two references. You email it to johnandlarry@live.ca, and the deadline for applications is May 16th. This is a very hard deadline. Nothing will be accepted if it's not submitted after the 16th of May.
Green Thumb Theater is doing their general auditions at the beginning of May. That is Green Thumb, of course, is the theater company that creates and produces plays for that explore social and relevant issues to the lives of children, youth, and young adults. They perform at schools across the Lower Mainland and the province and across the country. All of their upcoming shows are touring productions, so submit only if you're interested and available for touring work. If you want more information, their website is greenthumb.bc.ca. And if you want to submit, send your headshot and resume to Bronwyn, B-R-O-N-W-Y-N, at greenthumb.bc.ca. And for artistes françaises, we've got Théâtre de la 16e, which is BC's Francophone theater company. And they are holding general auditions in the middle of May, May 14, 15, and 16. Théâtre de la 16e is seeking to meet Francophile and Francophone professional theater artists based in BC, and that includes actors, designers, stage managers, and authors. So to be eligible, they want someone who is pursuing a professional career in theater, have some theater training, or participated in at least two professional productions. You must be able to work in French and live in British Columbia. And also, they only want to see people that have not been involved with La 16e within the last 5 years. If you have been involved with them, just send your resume and an email, and they will contact you if they're interested. But you should send a recent casting photo and your resume to Projet, P-R-O-J-E-T-S, at 16e.ca. Actors should also provide a recent casting photo. Authors should provide a 10-page sample from a play that you've written. And if you're a designer, send some photos of your work or portfolio. And they are encouraging candidates from diverse backgrounds to apply. The application deadline is May 3rd. And once again, the email is Projet, P-R-O-J-E-T-S, at 16e.ca. We got some Fringe auditions. That season is starting to heat up. We've got a couple of Dramatic Works series plays. These happen at the Culture Lab next to the Culch at Venables in Victoria. The first one is a couple of plays by Yukio Mishima, produced by Mid-20s Theatre. And they are doing, they are looking for player actors, various roles, males in their 20s, females of any age. There's one actor who will be triple cast playing a policeman, dancer, and waiter. So a variety of different ages and groups, but it's open ethnicity. Even though these are Japanese plays and they're essentially Japanese characters, they are opening the ethnicity for these productions. You will be asked to do some cold reading for your audition. And so if you want to be involved, you can send your headshot and resume to mid20stheater@gmail.com. Another audition for the Dramatic Work series is The Most Massive Woman Whims by Madeline George. This is a Splendiferous Theater production directed by Michael Laninen and Micah Laninen. And this is a play about four women of various shapes and sizes who are waiting in a liposuction clinic. And while they're waiting, they explore their perceptions of body image. The auditions are Sunday and in Richmond. And so that's April 28th. They are right now, they're looking for one actor to play the character of Rennie. Rennie is 18 to 30, a high school senior struggling with bulimia and a lifetime of family judgment. They are specifically looking to cast someone of color for this role, but they are open to all body shapes and sizes. Send your resume and headshot to splendiferoustheater@gmail.com. One more Fringe related audition. This is for The Russian Play by Hannah Moscovich. It's going to be at the Fire Hall Theater. The auditions for that are in May, and they're looking for a couple of male-identifying actors between 20 and 40, also a violinist of open gender, ability to play the violin required. For information, send your headshot and resume to lovecattheater@gmail.com. Tomorrow is also, or this weekend is also the auditions for a few other plays. We've got Royal Canadian Theatre Company doing Norm Foster's Screwball Comedy, and that is going to be up next year, touring around the Lower Mainland and the Fraser Valley. And that is Royal Canadian Theatre Company. So you can send your submissions to production@rctheatreco.com, and their auditions are happening today and Sunday. Sunday is also the audition day for Pedal Feet, the play that's happening at the bike repair shop at Main and Broadway, Our Community Bikes. And so looking for dancers and movers with experience in combinations, stunts, martial arts, circus experience is helpful. Jazz and lyrical experience are also an asset. And tappers, too. Get your tap shoes on. So if you want to find out more, you can contact C.R. Packer, C-E-E-A-R-P-Y at gmail.com. And those auditions, I said, are happening on Sunday. Also on Sunday is auditions for Cinderellas at the Evergreen Cultural Center. That's a play that's happening this fall in Coquitlam, and the auditions are on Sunday at the Evergreen Cultural Center. This is a looking for actors of adult actors as well as youths between 11 and 18. Looking for a large cast of actors, singers, dancers, and martial artists. So you can find out more by phoning the Evergreen Cultural Center box office, 604-927-6552, or just go to Evergreen Cultural Center on the old interweb. Monday is auditions for Coffee House Theater's The Complete Works of Shakespeare Abridged Revised, and that's happening in Tawasin in July. The auditions are Monday at Equinox Theater at the Salt Delta Secondary School. Looking for 3 to 5 youth actors over the age of 15. And that's open to any gender, ethnicity, or sexuality. And the show does include some improv work, so it's important that you can think on your feet. If you want to book your audition, send your resume and headshot to coffeehousetheaterco@gmail.com. And all auditions will be taking place after school hours, too. So no need to be concerned too much about that. And let's see, there's a couple more coming up in the next couple of weeks. One is Mitch and Murray Productions' play Body Awareness by Annie Baker. They are holding auditions on the 1st of May, looking for a couple of actors, one to play Jared, who is 18 to 23, any ethnicity, and potentially on the autism spectrum, and Phyllis, who is 40 to 50, any ethnicity, and professor of psychology. Organizer of the Body Awareness Week. So if you're interested in this, contact MitchandMurrayProductions.com and include your headshot and resume. And if you want to find out more, as I said, MitchandMurrayProductions.com. And, oh, we've got one more Fringe Festival audition. I missed that one. This is for a play called Amelie. It's a musical that is directed by our dear friend Chris Lamb, along with Peter Abando. That's going to be happening at the Fire Hall during the Fringe Festival. Auditions for that are May 6th and 7th. So if you want to be involved, you prepare a contemporary rock song or musical theater piece or folk rock song and send your information to Chenoweth Berger. That's Chenoweth Berger at gmail.com. And then, we got time for a couple more here. Place des Arts, which is in Coquitlam, is doing their summer teen theater troupe around William Shakespeare's The Tempest. And that is going to be up in July. The auditions are happening on May 11th. This is for young actors, 15 to 18. You must be 15 before the 2nd of July. Looking for actors with a strong commitment to the work and a willingness to have fun. If you want to find out more, contact Michael Farah. He's the program and events coordinator, and his email address is mfera@placedesarts.ca. And finally, this audition is not happening until June, but we'll let you know about it now. This is Theatre West Van doing a British thriller called Gaslight by Patrick Hamilton, and that's going to be at the K Meek Centre in October. The auditions are June 20th and 23rd at the Silver Harbour Centre in North Vancouver. Check out Theatre West Van for more information about that. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at bvl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. You can like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. We are at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock and Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. I'm heading off. Going to get my Grand Slam at Denny's tomorrow morning and then find every senior's discount I can find. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Nitu Da, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CEC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
British Columbia is beautiful. We have lush rainforests, oceans of powder snow-capped mountains, flower fireworks and alpine meadows, and friendly people. Take a well-deserved break from studying and join us, the Varsity Outdoor Club, on a hike, trail run, rock climb, ski tour, or paddle trip. Trips start from $0, no experience necessary, just enthusiasm. Check us out online, ubc-voc.com.